A storm is tracking through the western Great Lakes this afternoon. It will pass to our northwest tonight into tomorrow. That places us on the eastern side of the storm, and that's the side where warmer air is trying to surge in to dislodge the cold that has been with us for the past couple of days. And often when we transition from cold to warm, we have a warm front and some stormy weather, and that's the reason why we are seeing pockets of snow across our area late this afternoon into early this evening. Snow amounts will generally be light, ranging from a covering to an inch or two across much of the area, with little to no precipitation across the far south. So snow amounts won't be too heavy. However, just a little bit of snow can cause slippery travel conditions, so do be careful on the roads moving into the evening. Now, as that warm front does move closer, warmer air will eventually arrive, and with that, we will see a transition from snow over to an icy mix. Many spots will transition to rain as the night moves along, but be aware that there will still be some pretty cold pockets and slick travel in spots right through tonight into tomorrow morning. So we have the warm air surging in, and it will surge in on gusty winds out of the south, and that's the other weather hazard to talk about for tonight. Much of the area is under a wind advisory for wind gusts that may reach over 40 miles per hour. And I also want to highlight the area around Lake Champlain, which is under a high wind warning. That includes Plattsburgh and Burlington. Winds in that high wind warning area may gust to around 60 miles per hour, which may result in some tree damage and also power outages. Those advisories and warnings are up through about 3 to 4 a.m., so winds will begin to turn lighter as we move closer to tomorrow morning. And tomorrow looks to be a nice day with maybe a lingering shower in the morning, some clouds, but then we'll see some nice breaks of sun, and temperatures will be much warmer as thermometer numbers climb up into the 40s tomorrow. It remains mild through Thursday, and then we'll see a cooling trend beginning on Friday, and by the weekend, temperatures will return to more seasonable levels. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with a wintry mix likely, changing to rain in some areas, windy, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, any precipitation will end. Early clouds will give way to breaks of sun, warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, a wintry mix likely, changing to rain in some areas, windy, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, any precipitation will end. Early clouds will give way to breaks of sun, warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix this evening, then rain overnight, windy with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, any showers will end, early clouds give way to breaks of sun, warmer, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix this evening, then rain showers overnight, windy with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, any showers will end, then early clouds give way to breaks of sun. It's warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, mild, highs in the 40s to near 50. And on Friday, increasing sunshine, chance of a spotty rain or snow shower, with highs in the 30s and in the 40s south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.